This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Good Day Health. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. Another weekend of fabulous, I say weekend. This program, you can hear it. The great thing about technology today is that you can find shows and podcasts and listen to them whenever you want to. Originally, this program was aimed for weekend consumption, and hundreds of radio stations carry Good Day Health on the weekend, but that's not the only way you can hear it. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and catch the podcast. For example, the most recent podcast from Ken has a focus on napping and how it increases your risk of premature death. Ken and I, we didn't argue the point, but I don't agree. He's just looking at the facts. I'm looking at my experience, and that's why Ken is here. Because it's just the facts, ma'am, from looking into all of the journals of medicine that are produced here in our country and around the world. We certainly have had our questions as to the legitimacy of some of this stuff, though, Ken. You have, in your own mind, in your own way, questioned the veracity of stuff. Has that determined what you're doing in terms of the choices you make as to what to read and where to go for the info? Are you using different journals, going to different sources to review the latest medical info?
Well, it's a good question, Doug. A lot of us are wondering what to do as there seems to be disinformation in the medical journals and retractions and concerns. And you know, that's a good question. I think all of us are just looking at the journals a lot more critically and just not accepting anything that's published as fact. And you have to know how to read the journals. And I think most of my colleagues are just a lot more critical of what we read.
Yeah. All right. So what we've done since March is spend a good deal of time on this program on COVID. There certainly are a lot of things, but I want to get off the wheel of doing only that. We did a little bit last week. We'll probably do a little more of that this week. But we do need to start with it because it's still the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
It's hard to stay away from it.
Yeah, it is. So the CDC is telling states to prepare for the vaccine by late October. So you know how the New York Times, and I don't want to necessarily bait you with this, but we've talked many times about how even medicine has become politicized. So there are those on the other side who are saying, on the other side of Trump, that this is just an election ploy. It's not going to be safe. He's just trying to get it out before the election so he can get some votes. So what are the facts here?
All right. And all of that is ridiculous. And you know
what people say stuff.
I know what the media says, and you know, there's so much disinformation in the media that it's scary. Yeah. And
you don't know what to believe.
Right, but you have to be very, very cautious about the media because there's so much disinformation. But the facts are that there's amazing progress being made on the vaccine front. There are
internationally? It's all over the place?
Both. And I have listened to some of the medical scientists myself who are leading these projects, and there's some amazing progress when you compare to what's been done and how long it's taken to develop other vaccines. And there's no doubt in my mind by the end of the year there's going to be an effective vaccine. And the FDA is defining effectiveness that at least 50% of the people who get the vaccine will be prevented from getting disease. But what is clear in the phase 1 and 2 is that even if you don't become prevented from getting disease, if you do get disease, it's a lot less severe. And with COVID-19, what you're trying to do is avoid getting this severe COVID-19, because that's the big problem. So many people get a minimal, mild, or moderate form, but it's this severe COVID-19 where the immune response is exaggerated. You know, Doug, you talk about having a strong immune system. With COVID-19, you don't want such a strong immune system. You know, you want to be protected from the initial insult. But the reason why COVID-19 is a horrible disease is because there's a fraction of people, fortunately a small fraction, that get a severe immune reaction, and from head to toe, the circulation, the arteries are damaged. You get this vasculitis, and then from there, you clot everywhere in the body. And this is why you die, because blood can't get to the major organs and it damages organs from head to toe. And what we're trying to do is avoid this severe COVID-19. And what we're seeing with the tests for these various vaccines is not only is it preventing at least 50% in several of them, and I'm predicting it'll probably be 60 and hopefully 70% effective. And also, so far, the safety profiles look really pretty good. And phase 1 and 2 are done on several of them, and phase 3 are coming up being completed on several of them. And it really looks like by the end of October, we're going to have a couple of choices that will be available. And already there are plans on how to get it out. They've identified the priorities, the people who will get the first samples of the vaccine, and I predict by the end of the year, definitely by early spring, anyone who wants a vaccine will have one available. But the first people who will be given them actually are the physicians, the providers who are potentially exposed to patients with COVID-19 as we take care of patients, the elderly, the people over 65. And those that in the study that got the placebo, those volunteers who are really heroes in my mind, who have not gotten the actual vaccine but got the placebo, because remember in these studies, half get the vaccine and half get the placebo, they'll be first in line to get the real thing. And then after that, anyone who wants one. And again, I predict by late this year, early spring, anyone who wants one will be able to get one.
All right, so that's the story, the straight story on vaccines from Dr. Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen. Weight loss mistakes that people make. If you are on a diet, or never mind, it's not so much a diet, but if you're on a plan, if you're trying to lose weight and you're serious about it, and you look at the scale and say, wow, look, I've lost a pound, or I've lost 2 pounds, or I've lost 3 pounds, and then you run out and get a sweet treat like a brownie, or maybe a bowl of ice cream, or a piece of pie, that's not a smart thing to do, according to the experts. Now, I know that we all are tempted to do that because we're trying to do right by our bodies, but we're also trying to do right by ourselves. And what difference does a little bit of pie make, you'll probably say to yourself. And you may still do it, but at least know that according to the weight loss experts that I consult, that this is one of the big things. So, having suggested that we don't want to spoil what we're doing beneficially by having some of those great sweet treats, I want to remind you about Calitrin and how it has become the number one way to lose weight, the simple way, the non-toxic way, safe. And by the way, you get on the program, you lose weight, and you keep it off. If you adhere to my recommendations based on my experience with this and also the experience of thousands of others who have stayed with the Calitrin formula because it helps you lose the weight and then trains your body to keep it off. That's why you get on the program for 6 months. And it's the same cost as if you buy 3 months. So each container has enough for 1 month. You buy three, you get three, that's three free. That's enough for 6 months. Lose the weight, keep it off. That's what we want you to do. Go to toploss.com. See the formula. Understand the science. Understand the doctor and the nurses that put this together. Understand the success rate, 86%. That can't be duplicated by any weight loss program, no matter what. So, and the fact that it's guaranteed your money back. Safe for everybody. Toploss.com is the website. I think I think I've done a pretty good job, actually, if I do say so myself, of trying to convince you to get onto this program. Here's the discount code DJV, no shipping charges. And again, that summer sizzler, Labor Day sizzler, whatever, it's buy three, get three free. That's the practical application of putting together. And they, even if you want to buy a whole bunch, they'll get you onto a payment plan. So what could be wrong with that? Toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV at checkout.
Endless loads of laundry? Lowe's has just what you need to bring reliability to your laundry room. A Maytag front load laundry pair in an exclusive metallic slate finish. It features the most powerful cleaning in the industry, driven by a heavy-duty cycle with extra power button. Shop Labor Day deals on Lowe's.com today and get up to 35% off select appliances like this Maytag laundry pair and more. Bring on style this Labor Day with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/16, U.S. only.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
How can Staples help you get back to business?
By printing you new signs for the times.
Staples can help prepare your business for the new normal with everything from in-store signage to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer, and all at amazing prices.
And this week at Staples, get $15 off posters or yard signs when you spend $75 or more.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 10/31. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Next item of interest here is the retesting. Is this a debate, a discussion? This is something that obviously has been highlighted, but people are all asking about testing and retesting. So what'd you find out? Yes,
and let me just make one last comment about vaccines I didn't have time for, because there are a number of companies working on getting a vaccine approved, and I think several will be approved. And what's really exciting is that two of the companies, and one is in your backyard, are producing a high-tech, revolutionary, brand-new type of vaccine called a messenger RNA vaccine.
Really?
Vaccines usually inject proteins into our body, which become antibodies that fight the vaccine, the virus, or the particle, whatever we're trying to get rid of in our body. But what's revolutionary about the Moderna vaccine in your backyard, the Pfizer vaccine, which is a big one in America, is that they're what we call messenger RNA. So instead of injecting the proteins, you're injecting the template. Remember your biochemistry. The proteins are made from the messenger RNA, and so you're injecting into the body the blueprint, if you will, to make the protein, and then the body will make the protein from there. So this is a pretty exciting point, what's happening, and this is expecting to be a much more effective vaccine than the traditional vaccine. So you may want to look for that messenger RNA vaccine.
Well, it'd be interesting. Maybe when we come back, we'll talk about the two, what do they call it, the two vac or two flu or something like that, and get some clarification when it comes to whether you should get two shots or one. That's coming up as we continue here. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health.
You want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Dr. Ken is here with Dr. Doug. I practice without a license, but I have fun doing it. Ken's got all kinds of licenses and accommodations for everybody, so they know what his bona fides are, and that's what makes him as legitimate and interesting to talk to. He's a very interesting man when it comes to medicine, and he'll take his time with you if you care to join him in some sort of telemedicine way. You can do that, or you can go see his office, go to him at the office. A lot of people listening to this program in Central Florida, all around Florida, so you want to go visit him, just call the office, 352-735-1400. That's 735-1400, area code 352 for Ken. Maybe you want to set up a telemedicine connection. You can do that with, you use Zoom and stuff, right? You use Skype? What do you use or is there a special sort of thing for telemedicine?
Yeah, we have a special app that we use, and we can connect right into your phone, and it's amazing. We just send you a little link to your mobile phone, and you click it, and
there you go.
It's pretty simple. Right.
Again, the number is 352-735-1400 for Ken's clinic in Florida. All right, next we are on to COVID, and I'm going to
We're talking about
get off of this much this week. So anyway, the first symptoms after retesting. You were talking about retesting.
Let's talk a little bit about this. This is out of the British Medical Journal this week. This is kind of interesting. Doug, people with confirmed COVID-19 should be retested 4 weeks after symptoms first appear to minimize their risk for spreading the virus. This is because we're learning it takes an average, are you ready, of 30 days for the virus to clear from the body after the first positive test result, and an average of 36 days after symptoms first appear. So this virus is with us longer than we initially thought.
Wow. That is something that's new. All right, next up, I don't like trying to pronounce some of these drugs. They're
corticosteroids. The common one that we think of is prednisone.
All right.
Corticosteroids.
So the whole business about steroids being effective in treatment of COVID, that's really what this is about, right?
Exactly. This is some good news, and this is news that I believe everybody's agreeing on, and there's no misinformation or disinformation on. And this was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and this is information that we learned learn from preliminary reports, but this is finally now looked at in a very clear scientific manner, and we can agree that the corticosteroid dexamethasone, which is incredibly cheap and it's been around for decades, reduces the need for ventilator support in patients hospitalized with COVID-19. So if, unfortunately, you have a friend or relative in the hospital, ask the doctors if they got dexamethasone. Very important.
All right. By the way, going back to the vaccine for just a second, one of the controversies about this, and I'm not sure you spoke about it, is that some people are worried because the authorization may come before the trial is finished. Do you see a problem with that?
The authorization may come before the trial is finished. That's just a lot of noise, Doug. The FDA has to work on data, and they've already published the criteria that they're going
right.
to use.
Okay. All right. I don't need more.
Just more disinformation that's coming out.
All right. So then the fact that other countries, do they have to go through, for example, Germany is going to have a couple of vaccines, it would seem.
China's going to have a vaccine probably first.
Yeah. So do they have to go through the same process of having the FDA clear it before it's available for use by doctors?
If they want to use it in America.
All right. Okay, I think people are asking that question, should know, need to know. More COVID info coming up here, and as we have time, we'll try to get a couple of other things in as well. Ken Kronaus and his research featured here on Good Day Health.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A moody teen has brief bursts of teen angst, usually focused only towards mom and dad or other authority figures. But a depressed teen, says Dr. Paul Corkin, has mood changes that are consistent across environments.
Any disruption in sleep is important to think about. Changes in how they eat, be it more or less, weight changes, tearfulness, a focus on just kind of negative, hopeless themes.
These may be signs that your teen needs to be evaluated for depression.
Start with a primary care provider, a family practice doctor, pediatrician, or a mental health provider.
Dr. Corkin says for mild cases, sometimes lifestyle changes like strict sleeping schedules, eating a healthy diet, and regular exercise may help.
For moderate or severe symptoms, teenagers will benefit from things like psychotherapy or the judicious use of medications.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The smart home, a reality today with many of our devices connected to a home network. But are they safe from cyber criminals? What about your smart TV? We asked cybersecurity expert Tony Anscombe about the vulnerability of your smart TV.
Yeah, a smart TV is another device in the house that's running software. These days you can stream all your TV, you can do different things and put apps on your TVs and communicate with your relatives through your TV. So it's another device that potentially a cyber criminal could actually come and take over. We've actually demoed a threat on a smart TV where coin miners, so people mining for cryptocurrency, potentially could infect your TV and actually run it in background, even while the TV's in standby, which is why actually here at ESET we have technology you can install on your TV to actually make it secure.
More info is at ESET.com. That's ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The seven police officers involved with the death of a black man in Rochester, New York, have been suspended with pay. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren announced the action on Thursday. 41-year-old Daniel Prude died in March after an encounter with Rochester police, the incident just becoming public this week after body camera footage surfaced.
What I saw in that video was a man who needed help, a man who needed compassion, a man who needed humanity. He lost his life because of the actions of our police officers.
Prude's death ruled a homicide. The cause was complications of asphyxia and the setting of physical restraint. The report also said Prude had a small amount of PCP in his system at the time of his death, which would explain his erratic behavior. The New York Attorney General's office is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The U.S. Attorney General once again making the case against vote by mail. USA's Tim Berg with details.
Attorney General Bill Barr says massive mail-in voting is playing with fire. Barr explaining on CNN the difference between excessive mail-in voting and absentee ballots.
You know, sort of cheap talk to get around the fundamental problem, which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
But since then, and until this
administration
has improved it.
Let me talk.
Yeah, please.
And since that time, there have been in the newspapers, in networks, academic studies saying it is open to fraud and coercion. The only time the narrative changed is after this administration came in. But elections that have been held with mail have found substantial fraud and coercion.
A new report says the vast majority of the racial justice protests that followed the killing of George Floyd in May remained peaceful and non-destructive. The report comes from the nonprofit Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, which also says the violence and property damage that has dominated political discourse constituted only a minute portion of the thousands of demonstrations. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health, second half hour of Ken's participation in the Good Day Health Show. You can find the podcast and the program at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, so we have a focus on healthcare workers now, and the information that came out this week that many of them had it and didn't know it, right?
Exactly, Doug. The CDC reported this week that up to 6% of the staff caring for patients with COVID-19 at 13 hospitals across the country tested positive for the virus during this time period when they looked and they tested. But what was the important headline was that nearly 30% of them were asymptomatic. So the concern is that us providers who are with people who have the illness, we have to be very careful so we don't inadvertently spread the illness to others. But I think this is from the earliest time period when this first became an issue, and I think we've all learned from this, and I know the colleagues that I'm working with are much more careful about what we're doing, and hopefully this number, if they did repeated this study today, would not be so high.
All right. Now, this controversy about children getting COVID, spreading it around among themselves, and hurting each other, I think what we seem to be missing is how they impact others. I'm a big proponent of children going back to school, having schools open, figuring it out, as I am getting businesses back to work and figuring it out. And what this information is all about is the anti-negative side, I suppose maybe the that's too many words. The positive side of this is, okay, so the kids get sick, you know, so what, in essence? Yes?
Well, this is from the British Medical Journal, the latest information that severe COVID-19 is rare in kids and teens. This is the severe COVID, the one that jeopardizes your life. And so severe COVID-19 is rare in kids and teens, and death is exceptionally rare, occurring only in those with serious underlying conditions. So it seems, based on this study, that we could open up all the schools, especially kids under 10, we know don't spread it to adults, and keep the kids with serious underlying conditions home, but let the 99% of the other kids get back to school because of the harm that's being created by not allowing them to go to school is just unbearable.
Yeah, it really is. And that can be said, as I said it, for work-related items as well.
Also for work. It's, yeah. You know, keep the people at risk for severe COVID-19, we know who they are, away. But let everybody get back to their jobs.
Let's go.
There's an article out, we haven't gotten into it yet, that depression in America.
Let's talk about that. That was where I was going next.
Okay.
The depression rates among people and what's gone on. There are, you know, we hear all the lawyers talking about divorces and people's suicides because of this. Some, and the depression caused by all kinds of things, including a lot of people who run their own businesses who've been
horrible,
destroyed by this. You know, that's something. All right, so you got the stats for that here, right?
Exactly. And this comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Open Network this week, that the numbers of Americans suffering, Doug, from mental health disorders like anxiety and depression have more than tripled during the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, just think about how many people have lost their income, their savings, just can't interact with the people they love. I don't think there's a single person in America who hasn't been affected by this whole thing. And you talk about COVID fatigue in the discussion on air. I think in people's lives, everybody's, you know, just had enough of this and want to get back. And I just want to say, and I'm not being a Pollyanna, that hope is really close. And these vaccines, I really expect, are going to make a big dent in all this. And hopefully, even before then, we can learn how to live with this. And bear I bring up hydroxychloroquine,
yay,
and azithromycin. had we been using that from the beginning,
yep,
of this, soon after diagnosis, we would have saved tens of thousands of lives. And if you don't believe me and think I'm, you know, just, you know, speaking off, you know, go listen to Dr. Risch from Yale, a leading epidemiologist, MD, PhD in the country, professor of medicine at Yale, who will tell you the facts about hydroxychloroquine, and he has published showing that tens of thousands of Americans have died because we're not using hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin, which Doug Steffen pointed out to the world on radio before anyone else I ever heard, saying how effective it would be. So
let's hear it for the good guys.
It is what it is.
All right. Can we get off of COVID for just a second?
I don't know.
Let's try. I want to go back to you made a reference to depression rates. And there was something that you had investigated before, we didn't have time to talk about depression and how it hinders recovery from problems if you have leg arterial. Is this the stuff that I have, the venous insufficiency that doesn't pump the blood back to your heart as well as it ought to, or is it something else?
The article, the breakthrough that you were talking about that we didn't have time to get to last week, actually dealt with peripheral artery disease. And remember, there's two-way traffic in the legs. The arteries have the easy job. They bring the blood downhill from the heart to the ankles. And then the veins, they have the hard job. They have to bring the blood back uphill from the ankles to the heart. And both of these can have problems, either the arteries or the veins. They present with different kinds of problems. We can talk about that if you want. But the article was talking about peripheral artery disease, where the blood vessels that take the blood from the heart to the ankles, PAD, peripheral arterial disease, that heals slower in people that have depression. I think mental illness increases inflammation in the body, and inflammation is just bad wherever it is, and especially in circulation.
Inflammation causes disease. Inflammation is disease,
absolutely,
by definition,
absolutely,
right? No matter what form it takes, that's a breakthrough. Inflammation is like rust, which is slow oxidation, or burning a fire, which is rapid oxidation. That's right. What's happening to your body, in essence, right?
And it offsets all the goodness that I'm trying to do to your arteries. My enemy in that fight is inflammation, and it just offsets the goodness. And depression.
You're talking
seems
about me?
Depression seems. No, you're goodness. You're not inflammation. Yeah, yeah. Right. And depression seems to just make it harder for your arteries to get better after we try to make them better.
Right. All right. You're listening to the weekly Good Day Health Show, available at gooddayhealthshow.com. The podcast, these are all cumulative. They go back to way, way back when we started. Well, actually, not when we started, but certainly we started having the ability to do podcasts. So that's what you can find, the info from Ken every week. And we keep up with it every week. It's brand new material for both Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. And so you find all of those, plus the archival ones, at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, practicing cardiologist, preventive cardiologist, here from his clinic in Florida at Lake Cardiologies. We continue on Good Day Health.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Endless loads of laundry? Lowe's has just what you need to bring reliability to your laundry room. A Maytag front load laundry pair in an exclusive metallic slate finish. It features the most powerful cleaning in the industry, driven by a heavy duty cycle with extra power button. Shop Labor Day deals on Lowe's.com today and get up to 35% off select appliances like this Maytag laundry pair and more. Bring on style this Labor Day with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/16, U.S. only.
How can Staples help you get back to business?
By printing you new signs for the times.
Staples can help prepare your business for the new normal with everything from in-store signage to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer, and all at amazing prices.
And this week at Staples, get $15 off posters or yard signs when you spend $75 or more.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 10/31. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Back with Dr. Ken, I'm Doug Steffen. Next item of interest that is off of, well, let's do the two drinks a day and what it does. We're talking about alcohol right here in the
studio. We are.
Yeah. All right, what happens?
Adult beverages. We look around and obesity is such a big problem. In fact, we wonder why in America severe COVID-19 is a big problem. And the reason why we see a lot of it in America is because of the obesity epidemic. Obesity seems to be, after age, the biggest risk factor for getting severe COVID-19. And there's an article out this week from the European and International Congress on Obesity that even at two drinks per day, you're raising your risk of getting obesity. And so if you've been fighting those pounds and you can't seem to get them down, you may want to think about tamping down on the alcohol intake and just rid of it and see how much weight you lose.
I was talking about losing weight and then going back to one of the things that people say is the worst thing you can do is you have a sweet treat or some kind of cocktail. So the cocktails could put as much fat on you as people who drink a lot of beer or drink a lot of anything.
Well, here it's only a lot you don't need. Here they're saying even up to two drinks will put fat on you.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, that's... But alcoholics, you see alcoholics and they're skinny as a rail. Why is that?
Well, they may be on the severe end, and they're probably getting no other nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I think that's a lot of times that's the case. Drugs and alcohol, and that's it. So, but you do see that from time to time. Okay, let's stick to the weight thing for a little bit. Those of us who are of the male species who may have a problem in later life with prostate cancer, the way to avoid it is to keep your weight down, more or less, right?
What Absolutely. Else did you find? This is also out of the European International Conference on Obesity. That spare tire, that belly that too many of us, as we get older, in middle and later age, it seems like in a man that seems to increase the prostate cancer risk. So it's just another reason to work on getting rid of that spare tire, guys.
What is prostate cancer? What causes it? Why this little... why do we even have a prostate? Some people say it's like, you know, you hear people say you don't need your spleen, you don't need your appendix. So what good is a prostate, the gland itself?
It helps make some of the fluid and semen, which carries the sperm from your testicles when you ejaculate. So it's an important part of the body. And what causes cancer? You know, boy, you know, that's the million-dollar question. And no one really knows. It's probably a combination of genetics, you know, just having, unfortunately, some mutations in the DNA. It also has to do with environmental aspects. People say people who don't use it have a higher risk of getting prostate cancer. We've talked about that before. But this is an area where we need a lot more study.
Yeah. Well, I think when you, in terms of how we take care of ourselves, we always sort of look the other way. It's everybody else is going to get it. I think Tolstoy said, everyone thinks of changing the world, but nobody thinks of changing himself. So, okay, you better, you know, you tell other people, all right, better be careful, but you don't pay attention to your own advice. You must come across that all the time.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting to see the human condition, which is all part of what makes up our health, our well-being, if you will. That's the focus on Good Day Health, your well-being, information for you to use to decide what to eat, how much to sleep, all those things that Ken recommends. Very, very, it's pretty simple stuff, actually, even basic stuff. We continue with questions for Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida. Time for us to have this regular feature, Questions for Dr. Ken. All right, so a lot of people want to know if they've seen on airplanes, maybe in airports, maybe they've seen them elsewhere, those plastic face shields and whether or not people wear them, it would seem, in substitution for a mask. And we all know there's 100 different kinds of masks to wear, so maybe it would be instructive, Ken, for you to explain to folks what good or not face shields themselves are and whether there's a better type of mask or what's the best type of mask. Does it depend on your age, your size, your breathing ability? What is it? What's it all about, Alfie?
Doug, one of the many unintended consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic is that we've learned there's a significant fraction of us who were not meant to be surgeons. And the reason why I say this is because there is a significant fraction of people who just can't get comfortable in a face mask. And for numerous reasons, and I've heard so many of them in the last several months, and the fraction, and you know, I've never heard of a surgeon getting sick from wearing a face mask, and they're in them all day throughout their careers. But there, I'm not doubting it. There are a significant number of you listening, you know who they are, who just can't get comfortable. What I recommend in that regard is to go out and shop them because they are different. There are different chemicals. You know, I'm not going to bash one country, but I find for myself the ones made in Vietnam have a different chemical than the ones made in China, and that one I don't find as pleasing. We had some of those in my office, and a number of the people in my office found the one from Vietnam just, the chemical was just difficult to work with. Yeah. But you have to, everybody reacts differently. I'm just giving you a specific example. And you have to go out and shop and find what's comfortable for you. So some people have thought, why don't I just use these plastic shields that they see a number of medical people add on to the face mask, not right. instead of the face mask. So mm-hmm. I'll see people try to walk into my office with just the face shield. And believe me, my office is not the only place where people try to do this. And the study this week in physics of fluids clearly shows that the face shield alone is not a substitute for the face mask. So you definitely want to use a face mask. 90% of COVID-19 gets in through the receptors in your nose. So you want, the key is keeping the nose covered. So if you wear a face mask, don't just cover the mouth because you're not doing the job. But you want to get the nose covered with a decent, at least 3-ply or 4-ply face mask. And if you're involved more intimately with people who have COVID-19, you know, you want to start thinking about the N95 or the KN95. Those are the ones that come from China that are approved by the FDA. And here is an example, unfortunately, where you may have to accept the China-made masks because America is slowly ramping up and it still may be hard to get what you want here in America. And some of the China masks are actually pretty good. I've been wearing one for a while. But there are, fortunately, a lot more American companies who are finally making them. And I think very shortly, you're going to be able to find a mask, whatever you want. And if you can't find one you like, shop them out. Try different several types because they do feel differently on your face.
Find them at a hardware store. You can find them in the drugstore. Find them at the supermarket. They're everywhere. But don't buy stuff made in China. Oy. All right. The question about Chadwick Boseman, the actor who died of colorectal cancer. The fact that he was 43 and had the disease since he was in his 30s, what can you tell us quickly about testing, and will it change the recommendation to have it start earlier than 50?
It is what it is. You know, you just don't stay away from the doctor. Self-examination is fine. And, you know, these things happen. They're not unheard of.
Yeah. Here's just a yes or a no. An automated insulin system available for youngsters who have diabetes, yes or no? Good idea?
Good idea. Just stay up with the technology. Talk to a diabetes specialist. This is the future.
All right. There you go. Maybe for adults as well. I guess for adults, you can still do it. All right, Dr. Ken, with an update on some of your questions here. Ask Dr. Ken. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.